Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos daf Nun Gimel. We are holding on daf Nun Beis and Beis. We are at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on daf Nun Beis and Beis. This year is sponsored by Dr. David Lanter, in honor of his wife and children, and Leon Lishmas' mother, Goldaba Simcha La Shalom, Nisham Shavu Aliyah, as well as by Rosie and Mark Friedman, in memory of Mark's father, Rabbi Morris Friedman, Harav Shmuel Moshe Ben Yechiel Dov HaKohen, whose 21st yard site was yesterday, the Nisham Shavu Aliyah. And is also sponsored by Gordon Weingarten, Lezecha Nishmas's father, Avram Ben Asher Pinchas, Alav HaShalom, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the din that all menachos, except for the two that we mentioned yesterday, need to be matzah. So we're going to discuss what is the makar of the iser to be machmitz one's menachos. And then the Gemara is going to ask three kashas on Rabbi Ami, who had proven that menachos that are not matzah are going to be pasul. The Gemara is going to talk about how we go about making sure that it stays matzah. What's the type of precautions that we take in order to make sure that the menachos are matzah and not chametz? And then the Gemara is going to segue into a lot of agadita after we have two shailas that they ask Rabbi Preda. So we're going to tell stories that related to conversations that Rabbi Preda had. The Gemara is going to bring Divrei Agada, where Rabbi Ezra responds to Rabbi Preda about particular words that describe many different things in Psukim, that the word Adir, the word Yedid, the word Tov, all of these things describe many different, the word Zu or Zeh, describe many, many different things, and the Gemara is going to have like these catchphrases that we're able to explain based on a variety of Psukim that demonstrate that the same word means many different things, is a reference to many different things or people in different contexts. Then the Gemara is going to darshan the pasuk mal yedidi bebesi, and is going to go through a whole back and forth between Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu relating to that pasuk. And then the Gemara is going to explain the hemshich of that pasuk, Zay Yisra Anan Yafeh, and it's going to go through the discussion related to the Meraglim, and then we're going to talk a little more about how we have how the Jewish people are in some way compared to a Zayas, that what is it that makes us similar to olives. So so let's begin. We're at the Gemara right after the Mishnah on Daf Nun Beis and Beis. By Mini Rabbi Preda Me Rabbi Ami Minayin L'Kol Menachos Shein Ba'us Matzah. How do I know that all Menachos have to be made from Matzah? Now the question and the answer that Rabbi the question that Rabbi Preda asks, as well as the answer that Rabbi Ami gives, are a little bit strange, because it's a Mishnah Mefureshes on Daf Nun Hayamad Aleph that we derive it from Minchas Mar Cheshes, that it says Kol HaMincha Asher Takriv LaHashem Lo Se'aseh Chametz, and the Gemara says that Shar Menachos Minayin, because it says Kol HaMincha, so that pasuk includes all Menachos, that they're not allowed to be Chametz. So what was the Shaila of Rabbi Preda, that how do I know that they have to be matzah? We have a Mishnah that tells us exactly which pasuk tells me that, and at least you'd expect Rabbi Ami's answer to be, it's a Mishnah, and he'll point us that. But that's not. He comes up with a different answer. Did he not know the Mishnah? So Tosfos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that they knew the Mishnah. The Shaila of Rabbi Preda was not about the Isser to be machmitz menachos. You're right. That's mefurish in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to be machmitz. His Shaila is that how do I know menachos need to be matzah? Maybe you can boil the dough or you can cook the dough. So in that case, it comes out to be neither chametz nor matzah, meaning there are things that would not qualify as matzah and would also not qualify as chametz. So that's what Rabbi Ami responds, that the pasuk of matzos te'achol, we learn that the menachos need to be dafka matzah. So on that, Rabbi Preda answers that pasuk he knows, but it's not muchach from that pasuk that even b'diavad it's going to be possible, because maybe it's only a mitzvah to make it matzah. So that's going to be the whole shakla v'tarya in the Gemara. The shakla v'tarya in the Gemara is not about how I know that it's usher to make it chametz. The shakla v'tarya in the Gemara is how do I know that you have a requirement to dafka make it matzah. That's what Tosus quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Tosus then has problems with Rabbeinu Tam's approach, and Tosus says, no, the shayla is kipshuto. How do I know that you're not allowed to be machmitz? And Rabbi Ami says, what do you mean? It's mefur mefurish in the Torah. Rabbi Ami brings a psukim that seem to be very clear and very obvious, and not the psukim that the Mishnah brings, because he didn't even understand Rabbi Prey the Shaila. So he didn't think that he needed to start to be mefalpel in the psukim and the limudim that are more challenging, that are more involved. So he just quoted psukim, even though they weren't the real psukim that we actually learn it from. Because when you quote the real psukim we actually learn it from, it becomes more of a complicated conversation. So he quoted the most straightforward psukim, but he didn't really understand what Rabbi Preda was driving at. Okay, but anyway, so Rabbi Preda asks, simple pshat in the Gemara, how do I know that the menachos need to be matzah? So Rabbi Ami responds, he's incredulous. What do you mean? Minalan? Where do you know? D'chsivba, k'sivba. Those psukim that it says beferish, that it has to be matzah, it says beferish, there's nothing to talk about. And the lo k'sivba, and those psukim that are not mefurash, that it has to be matzah, k'sivba, it still has a more general pasuk that's a catch-all that says v'zos toras ha-mincha ha-krevos ha-bnei arul lefnei Hashem el pnei ha-mizbeach v'anoseres mimene yochlu arun uvanov matzos te'achel. So you see that it's mefurash that all the menachos need to be matzah. The pasuk is about the mincha solas and not all menachos, but Rabbi Ami darshins from zos toras ha-mincha that it includes shar menachos as well. So you have a catch-all pasuk that tells me that all menachos are supposed to be matzah. So Rabbi Preda says that he didn't understand my question. Amalei mitzvah lo kami bayali. The fact that there's a mitzvah to make all menachos matzah, that I know. I don't need you to answer that for me. Ki kami bayali la akev. I want to know, is that a din that's ma'akev? That a mincha that had become chametz is going to be pasul, or is that not a din that's ma'akev? That lechelchilo it should be matzah, and b'diavad if it's chametz it's going to be good as well. So Amalei Rabbi Ami responded la akev nami ksiv lo seyafeh chametz ela matzah. That the pasuk says lo seyafeh chametz, that it can't be chametz, so rather it has to be matzah. And since the Torah says it twice, so we know that's always the rule in Kachim, that shana alav hakasuv la'akev. If the Torah tells me they have a mitzvah to do something twice, so then I know that it's going to be that it's ma'akev, and if you don't do it, it's going to be pasul. So now the Gemara asks three questions on Rabbi Ami, who had proven that menachos that are not matzah are pasul. So maskef la Rav Chista, Rav Chista said the ema, maybe you could say when the Torah says the iser second time, it's lo seyafeh chametz ela seyur. Maybe the mincha can't be real full chametz, but it has to be a dough that hasn't fully leavened. Rashi in Pesachim says that seyur is some intermediate stage between full matzah and full chametz, as opposed to sa'or is not seyur. Sa'or is a fully leavened dough, so overly leavened dough that has the ability to be machmitz acherim. That's what we call a sourdough. That it has, which growing up, whenever you learned Pesachim, I had no idea what that meant. But now, everyone knows what a sourdough. So or and seor are different words, right? Seor is somewhere along the way, somewhere along the stages of the chimutz process. So maybe the Torah is being makbid that the mincha cannot be chametz because the pasuk is lo seyafeh chametz, but there's no kpeda based on that pasuk, the mincha has to be matzah. And therefore, even if the mincha had begun to be machmitz, and it's no longer matzah, it's already seor, so it's still going to be kosher b'diavad, because it hasn't become full-fledged chametz. So how does Rabbi Ami know that this pasuk is telling me that it has to be matzah gemura? Maybe it doesn't. So says Gemara, wait, you need to define your terminology. Seor deman. When does it reach the stage of Seor? It happens to be a major machlokes in Maseches Pesachim, which again is so fantastic that the first 2 days after Purim we're talking about the dinim of chametz and matzah and what makes something chametz. So this is a kiyum of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. I don't think we'll have all 30 days, but this is a kiyum of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. At some point we're going to have to actually learn Hilchos Pesach. But Seor Deman. So which Seor is Rav Chista referring to that the Torah is saying is going to be kosher b'diavad? So need to Rabbi Meir if you're talking about what Rabbi Meir considers Seir, li Rabbi Yehuda, and you're saying according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Seir, that according to Rabbi Meir, Seir is Chametz, and the Mincha is going to be Pasul B'diavad, so it can't be, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Matzah Ma'aliyahi, Rabbi Meir's definition of Seir is full-fledged Matzah, and it's going to be Kasher from Menachos, even the Chachila. So Seir to Rabbi Meir, Rashi tells us, is Kol Shechsifu Panav, that as soon as the dough starts to turn white, the surface of the dough turns white, that's already Seir. Rabbi Yehuda would look at that and say, Matzah, that's not Chametz at all yet, that's zero, nothing happened. And eat Rabbi Yehuda, and if you're using Rabbi Yehuda's definition of Seir, which means that Kikarne Chagavim, that not only is the dough, is the surface of the dough white, but it starts developing teeny tiny cracks, like the horns of grasshoppers, very, very teeny tiny cracks, that's when it's Seir, the Rabbi Meir, and we're saying that Rabbi Meir, that it's Rabbi Meir's attitude toward Rabbi Yehuda Seir, that can't be, because Chametz Ma'al Yehu, Rabbi Meir would look at Rabbi Yehuda Seir and say, that's not an in-between stage, that's Chametz, because again, Rabbi Meir held Seir is when it's just the surface whitens, so once it starts developing cracks, Rabbi Meir would look at that and say, that's Chametz Gamur, that's absolute Chametz, you'd be Chayv Kares for eating that on Pesach, so for sure that would be possible B'diavad, so Eid Rabbi Meir L'Rabbi Meir, and if Rav Chis is trying to tell me that B'diavad, what's going to be kosher is Rabbi Meir Seor, according to Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir himself will say that the Seor, who's the dough, who's white, whose surface has turned white, is neither Chametz nor Matzah. No, Midalaki Alei Chametzu, from the fact that you get Malkus on it, Rabbi Meir holds you get Malkus for eating Seor. So you see that he holds that it's real Chametz, even though maybe it's not Chiv Kares, but it's real Chametz. And if it's real Chametz, then it should be possible for Menachos as well. So while Seir is not quite as severe an Isser as Chametz Gamur, but you get Malkus, so it's a Losa Semina Torah, and therefore it's got to be possible for Menachos. Elad Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. So when Rav Chista said that Seir is kosher, he must have meant Rabbi Yehuda's definition of Seir, where it starts to develop cracks in the dough, according to Rabbi Yehuda himself. Because it's not Chametz, he holds you don't get Malkus for eating Seor on Pesach, so it would be kosher b'dieved from Menachos. And in that way, Rav Chisda rejects that which Rabbi Ami said, because he darshan from the pasuk lo se'afer chametz, that the mincha that's not matzah is going to be pasul. So you see that's not true, because you can't pasul anything beyond chametz gomor. You cannot pasul a mincha that's seor from that pasuk, according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's not real matzah. So now the Gemara says, and I'll ask Vaiter on Rabbi Ami, maskef Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak ve'ema lo se'afer chametz. Maybe the pasuk means to tell me that you shouldn't bake the mincha as chametz, but you can boil them. What do they call that? Pretzel challah? That you can boil them before you bake them. That you can't make a mincha out of chametz gamur, but you can make it out of a chaluta, even though that would still be qualified as matzah. So the Gemara understands that according to what Rav Nachman Yitzchak is suggesting, that lo se'afer chametz is that there's a mitzvah to be chalei to the mincha. So says Gemara, chalut my nihu. Revucha, what is chalut? That's revucha, meaning that they boil the dough in boiling water and then they bake it. Well, ida asi revucha, if Rav Nachman Yitzchak is telling us that there's a mitzvah lechachila, that the menachos should be revucha, meaning the minchas chavitin and the ten lach metoda that are supposed to be chametz, that can't be, because ksiv bar revucha, because those that are supposed to be revucha, it says that it's supposed to be revucha, and I don't need a pasuk of lo se'afer chametz to tell me that there's a mitzvah to be chalei them. And ida leka revucha, and if Rav Nachman Yitzchak is talking about the other menachos where there's no mitzvah that they should be revucha, that also halok sivba revucha. It doesn't say revucha teafena. So it's clear that you don't have to be cholit them before you bake them. So Gemara says, no, you misunderstood Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Ema dechsiv bar revucha, mitzvah bar revucha, to lok sivba revucha, ibai revucha laisi, ibai imatz. Hatzalaisi, that maybe what Rav Nachman Yitzchak is suggesting is that those Menachos that says that they have to be Revucha, namely the Minchas Chavitin and the 10 of the Lachmei Toda that are supposed to be Revucha, so that, yeah, that you gotta boil before you bake. But that which it doesn't say Revucha, the Menachos never says Revucha, maybe you have the option that if you want to make it Revucha, you're allowed to, and if you want to bring it as pure matzah, you're allowed to. So now I understand Rav Nachman Yitzchak's kasha on Rabbi Ami's limud, that from the pasuk of Lo Se'afeh Chametz, you should not learn that a mincha that's not matzah is automatically pasul, because you could have just as easily say that the pasuk is coming to be machshir a mincha revucha, and not to pasul a mincha that's not matzah. But a mincha that's neither matzah nor chametz might be kasher b'di'evad when it comes to all other menachos. So maskefla Ravina, so Ravina asks on Rabbi Ami a third kasha. Ve'ema lo se'afeh chametz lemekim gavra b'lav b'alma, but if sula mifsula, maybe the pasuk is coming to tell us when it says lo se'afeh chametz not to be medayik ela matzah, that it's got to be matzah instead, and therefore it's ma'akev if it's matzah. No, maybe it's telling me that if someone is machmitz his mincha, that person is in violation of a lav, but it doesn't pasul the carbon mincha itself, because you have no makor in the Torah to pasul the carbon mincha itself. Meaning it's not a shana of la'akev, where you have a separate pasuk in the Torah to tell me that it's going to be pasul. No, this is just telling me that the gavra, the guy himself who does it, is in violation of a lav. So the Gemara brings another limud to tell me that a mincha that is not matzah is going to be pasul. So ela minolad. Based on all of these kashas, we now reject Rabbi Ami. And because we reject Rabbi Ami, we're back to Rabbi Preda's question. From the pasuk matzos te'achel, we learn that there's a mitzvah that menachos, except for the two exceptions, are supposed to be matzah. But we still don't know that a mincha that's not matzah, but is rather chalut or seyor, something that's not matzah and not real full-fledged chametz, that it's going to be pasul. Where do we know that from? So kiditanya, we learn from the braisa. The Torah tells us about the minchas machavas, that matzah tiyya, so we darshan from the word matzah, yachal, mitzvah. I might have thought that that's only a mitzvah lechadchila. Tam lomar tihiyeh hakosuv kavachova, that the Torah says tihiyeh, it's a lashon that it's ma'akev, and that's the Torah telling us that the mincha that is not matzah is going to be pasul even in a case where it's not really full fledged chametz. If it's chaluta, if it's seyor, if it's one of these in between types of things. So the Gemara now brings another shaila about that Rabbi Preda asked Rabbi Ami. So that was one shaila Rabbi Preda asked Rabbi Ami. We had Rabbi Ami's answer, three rejections of Rabbi Ami's answer, and then an alternative answer. So now, boy, mine Rabbi Preda and Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Preda asks another shaila to Rabbi Ami. Minayin l'kol ha-menachos sheni loshos b'poshrin. How do I know that when the Tana says that you knead the dough of the menachos and you arrange the dough of the menachos, that it's supposed to be done with lukewarm water, which have the ability to speed up the chimutz process, meaning you're inviting danger. You have a mitzvah to make it matzah, and you're putting warm water in there, which is going to likely make the chimutz process happen more quickly. And then, umeshamran shliach mitzu. And then you have a mitzvah of shmira to make sure that they don't actually become chametz. Now the shaila he's asking is not on the shimur, meaning if the fact that it becomes chumetz, it's going to be pasul. So obviously you have to be shomer from chimutz. The question is, how do I know that the shimur needs to be lishma l'shei matzah? And and Rabbi Preda also wants, if the Mishnah tells us this by from the mitzvah of matzah of Pesach, that you need lishma. So does the same thing apply to menachos? So nilmana. Pesach, do we learn from the matzos that you bake on Pesach? Tichsevu shmartem es hamatzos. Like by the mitzvah of Pesach, there's a mitzvah of shimur to make sure that they're not machmitz. So too by matzos of menachos, maybe there's a mitzvah of shimur that you need shmura matzah. So meaning that you need an actual shmira l'shma. Meaning there's two things. There's the fact that it isn't chametz, but then there's this additional element that, aside from the fact that it's not chametz, that you did a shmira l'shem the mitzvah. So amaleis, Rabbi Ami said back to Rabbi Preda, you don't need to learn the mitzvahs hashimur from matzos of Pesach, because beguf aksiv, the parsha of Menachos itself, can teach us the mitzvah of shimur. Because it says in the parsha of Menachos, matzah tihiyah, so hachayeha. So we darshed that the pasukit says if it said hachayeha, that there's a mitzvah to be mechaya the dough, which is that to make sure that it's matzah, meaning to be machshir it and to guard it and to make sure that it doesn't become chimutz, it doesn't become chametz. So we learn from matzah tiyas. It says, wait, we already used that pasuk. V'hapikte la'akev, meaning when we were trying to figure out, how do I know that it being matzah is ma'akev? So we gave one answer. We had three rejections of that answer. And said, okay, we need a new answer. We need a new source. So we said, matzah tiyah, kasv kavachova. So it was this pasuk that taught us la'akev. Now you can use teach me shimur as well? So imkein lichtov krab matzahi, ma'tiyah sham. Yeah, there are two drushes that could be made from this pasuk. Because if it was only telling me that it's li'ikuva, the pasuk should have said matzahi. He would tell me that the din is li'ikuva. Why does it say tihiyah? Why does it change the lashon a little bit? To tell me the second drusha, that it's also techayeha, that you have a mitzvah of shimur. So now that we had two shailas that Rabbi Preda asked Rabbi Ami, the Gemara says, you know what, let's bring a story relating to Rabbi Preda. So Amri le Rabban and Rabbi Preda, the Rabban and said to Rabbi Preda, Rabbi Ezra bar Bered, Rabbi Avtulus, Rabbi Ezra, who is the grandson of Rabbi Avtulus. This is the Girsa of the Ein Yaakov, that the Rabbanan said to Rabbi Preda, Ezra Kai Abava, and not Rabbi Ezra. And that's why Rabbi Preda wasn't sure, why didn't they call him Rabbi? Is it because he's not a big Talmud Chacham, or that he doesn't have Yichus, whatever we'll see in a moment. But that's the question, is it that they told him Rabbi Ezra, or they took away his smich and they just called him Ezra? But okay, there was this grandson of Rabbi Avtulus, do who that this Rabbi Ezra is a Asiri, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is the 10th generation from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, do who Asiri la Ezra, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the 10th generation to Ezra Sofer, so this is a family name, the fact that he has this name Ezra, right, goes back 20 generations, Kaya Bava. So he's standing at the gate and he wants to enter, he wants to come in to learn Torah. He came to learn and to be nana from the Torah that he was, but because of his mora harav, he stood outside and he had this pachad of entering in if he didn't get reshus directly from Rabbi Preda. That's how the Karen Ora explains that this was a derech eretz thing that he wouldn't enter unless he got reshus from the Rosh Yeshiva. So he was standing out. So they told him he's standing at the door. He won't come in unless you tell him to come in. So Rabbi Preda says to his talmidim, what an unusual introduction you gave to this fellow, Michael. Why are you praising his yichus so much? Meaning, mimanavshuch, you shouldn't praise his yichus so much. Ibar oryan hu ya'i. If he's a ben Torah, I don't care if he has yichus. He's good. We love b'nei Torah and talmidei chachamim. And I bar oryan ubar avan ya'i. And if he's a ben Torah and he also has yichus, that's also good. But again, the yichus isn't going to be what helps him. It's the fact that ma'asechi yikarvucha. It's his own. Masim, it's his own limud Torah. And ibar avan velo bar uryan. And if you're being mishabeach his yichus because he's not a ben Torah, but he just has yichus, well then that yichus is a chisaron. He should be devoured by a fire because he's not. How does he not live up to being a ben Torah like his forefathers? Meaning, if a person comes from a greater yichus, that means there are greater expectations. It means he was he can't walk around like he just hit a triple. He was born on third base, right? Meaning he's supposed to take it the rest of the way. Being a bar yichus is an achrayus. So the talmidim says Rabbi Preda bar uryan that he is. Rabbi Ezra is a big talmud chacham. Aside from his yichus as being. He's also Chacham and a Ben Torah. So I'm Lehu, Leil Velesi. Okay, you tell me he's a Talmud Chacham. We like Talmud Chacham in the Yeshiva. Good, so let him come into the Yeshiva. So Rabbi Ezra came, and he came to Rabbi Preda. Chazi Dava Achira Daite. Rabbi Preda saw that he was tentative, or that his mind wasn't clear. Pasach, Rabbi Preda began with Divrei Agada Va'amar, and he said, you know, there's a Pasach until Mamatal Hashem Adonai. And it means Amr Knesset of Nekrosh Baruch Hu Ribonushlam Hachzekli Tova Shodaticha Biolam. You should give us a sense of Karas Hatov, because I am being Mefarsim your name in this world, and I'm letting everyone know that you are the Hashem Echa, that you are the one and only God. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, that At, you Knesset, Amart Hashem, you said to Hashem that you should be Machzekli Tova, because we let everyone know that Hashem Atah, that you are the God, that you are that you are the Adon and you are the Sar. That's what the Gemara in Brachos of Zayin says. The Marsha points out, "Miyom Shabara Kodesh Baruch Hu Esolam Loay Adon Shekor La Kodesh Baruch Hu Adon Atcha Ba Avram VeKaro Adon." That Avram Avinu was the first one that called Hashem Adon. So we're the ones that let everyone know that you are the Adon. So Amalah Kodesh Baruch Hu said back to Knesset Yisrael the next line in the pasuk, "Tovasi Balalecha." I have a karas tov to the ones who really initiated this process of letting monotheism be known throughout the world, and that is Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Shenemar, because the pasuk says the response of Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's not machzik tova to anybody but l'kadosh mashab aritzim avadire kol chafzibam, that the avos hakadoshim that are buried in, that are already buried in the ground, they are the adire mashar kol chafzibam. They're the ones that are machzik tova, that are machzik tova. So the Gemara brings other Divrei Agada that Rabbi Ezra responded to Rabbi Preda. Given the Shamei to Kamar Adir, since Rabbi Ezra heard Rabbi Preda Darshan the Pasuk Vadiri Kol Chefzi Bam, and he explained that it's about the Avos, Rabbi Ezra remembered Divrei Agada that explained a Pasuk relating to Bnei Yisrael. So Pasuk V'Amar, started to touch up a different Pasuk, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his vengeance out on Mitzrayim and he drowned them in the Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yavo Adir V'Yifra La'Adirim Me'Adirim Be'Adirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take his vengeance, the vengeance of Bnei Yisrael, from the Mitzrim in Mayim Adirim. So he explains the what he meant to say, that all of these things that he just identified are called Adirim. Yavo Adir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adir Hu, that he is an Adir? Dichsiv Adir B'Marom Hashem, because the Pasuk says Adir B'Marom Hashem V'yifrala Adirim, and he's going to take vengeance on behalf of the Adirim Elu Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael are called Adirim. Shemar V'Adiri Kol Chefzibam, and Adirim, and he's going to take vengeance from the Adirim, Elu HaMitzrim. The Mitzrim are also called Adirim. Duchsiv, Saluk HaFeres B'mayim Adirim, that the Mitzrim were the Adirim, are Tzaluk HaFeres B'mayim. So that's marking your sinner when you say Az Yashir, that the word Adirim is a reference to the Mitzrim. We say it every day. We should know what it's talking about. So he said that that's what it's talking about. Now Pashtus is that's not what it is, meaning the Kavah's in the wrong place. It's Mayim Adirim, right? That the waters are very very strong, like, because we're thinking to ourselves as we learn this Gemara, I never in my life thought that that's about the Mitzrim. So Pashas is that it's about the Mayim, it's Mayim Adirim, and Al Pidiktok, if Adirim is about the Mitzrim, it should have said Tzaluka Oferis Bamayim Adirim, not Bimayim. So this is a drush, this is a drusha. Okay. Ba'adirim elu mayim, and ba'adirim, that's a reference to mayim, which is the weapon of choice that Kodesh Baruch Hu used to take vengeance against the Mitzvah. Shemar mikolus mayim rabim adirim mishbreyam. So Rabbi Ezra said to Rabbi Prey, the three other ma'amarim that are of a similar style of taking one word and saying, oh, that word means all these different things. So the first one is when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the reason the Beis HaMikdash was not built until this time is because only Shlomo could build the Beis HaMikdash. Yavo Yedid, Ben Yedid, V'Yivni Yedid, Li Yedid, B'Chelko She'Yedid, V'Yishchapru Ba'Yedidim. That Shlomo HaMelech, the Einikol of Avram Avinu, builds the Beis HaMikdash for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Chelek of Shevet Binyamin, and all of those things are called Yedid. How do I know? Yavo Yedid, Shlomo HaMelech. Yedid is Rabbi Shlomo HaMelech. Because the pasuk says in the Sefer Shmuel, now when Shlomo HaMelech was born, Vayishlach b'yad Nasan Navi v'yikra Shemo Yedidya b'avor Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the message with Nasan Navi to David HaMelech, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved Shlomo so much, he called his name Yedidya, which means a Yedid of Hashem. Ben Yedid Ze'Avram, and Ben Yedid means from Avram, this must be referring to the after the Bris Mila, Asher Kidesh Yedid Mi Beten, is Avram Avinu, who is Mekadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he was born, before he was nolad, bebetanimo, like the Medrash says on the pasuk ki yadativ, that he was mekadosh kodesh baruch hu mibeten. So the tzetzav chasam belspris kodesh is Yaakov, because tzetzaim is bnei badim. Tosfos points all this out. So anyway, so ben yadid zavram dechsiv, because the pasuk in Yirmiyahu says mali yadidi bebesi. Why is Avram Avinu standing in the Beis Hamikdash? V'yivne yadid, and it's gonna he builds the yadid the Beis Hamikdash. That's the reference to the Beis Hamikdash. Dechsiv my yadidus mishkanosecha. Hashem Tzvakos, the pasuk says that Hashem loves his mishkanos, meaning his Beis Hamikdash, the place of his residence. Li yadid zeh baruch hu. It's built for the sake of the yadid. That's a reference to Hashem, who's also called the yadid. Dechsiv ashirana li yadidi bechelko shel yadid, in the portion of yadid zeh binyamin shenemar the binyamin amar yadid Hashem yishkol nevetach alav v'yischapru bo yadidim, and the kapar is going to be achieved for yadidim eli yisrael. That's the Jewish people. Dechsiv nasati yadidus nafshi bekafei veha. Then another mimer that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Hashem said the reason I'm giving the Torah dafka in this generation, not in another generation, is because Yavo Tov v'yikabel Tov mitov latovim, that Moshe Rabbeinu will be mekabel the Torah from Hashem on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and all those things are called Tov. Yavo Tov is Moshe Dechsiv, because the pasuk says when he was born Vatero, so ki Tov who, that Yocheved saw that Moshe was Tov v'yikabel Tov zu Torah, and Tov is a reference to Torah. Dechsiv ki lakach Tov nasati lechem Torah si al tazavu mitov, from Tov Zakarosh Baruch Hu Dechsiv, because the pasuk says Tov Hashem lakol latovim elu Yisrael. Dechsiv heitiv Hashem latovim, a reference to the Jewish people. And then another mimer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said when Klal Yisrael got the Torah, Yavo Zev v'yikabel Zos mizeh li'amzu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is mekabel the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Am Yisrael. Yavo Zev Moshe Dechsiv ki Zev Moshe ish v'yikabel Zos Zoha Torah, that Zos is referenced to the Torah. Dechsiv v'zos HaTorah Shoseh Moshe mizeh Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dechsiv Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, it's referenced to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a crazy opposite, when even the Shivcha Aliyah was able to say Zeh Keli Va'anveyu La'am Zu Elu Yisrael Shenemar Am Zu Kanisa. A reference to the love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, choosing them over the other nations. Now the Gemara darshens the pasuk Ma'ili Yaditi Bibesi that we quoted earlier, and goes through a whole conversation between Avram Avinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Ma'ili Yaditi Bibesi Asosa Hamizmasa HaRabim Uvisar Kodesh Yavru Me'alayich Ki Ra'asechi Oz Ta'alozi. So what's that pasuk about? Amar Rabbi Yisrael B'Shah Shecharav Beis HaMikdash Mitzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'av Avram Shaya Om Beis HaMikdash. When Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, he found Avram Avinu standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar lo, Mali Yadidi Bebeisi. He says, what's my Yadid doing in the Beis HaMikdash? Amar lo, Avram Avinu said back, Aliske Bini Basi. I came to be mispalel for my children. So Amar lo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Banecha Chatu V'galu. Well, your children didn't behave, and they're suffering the consequences of that. So they're going through all sorts of tzaros. So Avram Avinu wanted to be Malamid Zuchos on his children. So Amar lo, he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shema B'shogeg Chatu. Maybe they sinned b'shogeg, and therefore don't punish them so badly. So Amalah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, no, they deserve the worst, because asosa hamazimasa, all their averus were b'mezid, they did it purposely. So Amalah, Avram Avinu again, trying to be Mlamid Zchus, Shema Miutan Chatu, maybe it was just a small portion of the population that sinned. So Amalah, harabim! Amalah, he said, ha'il chaliskalem bris mila, but they did the mitzvah bris mila, so that should protect them. So Amalah, ubisar kodesh yavru me'alayich, they neglected the mitzvah of bris mila, which is mekadesh them. They're not being mekayim it. So Amalos Avram Avinu says, Shema imim tamta them yichozim b'tshuva. Maybe you just aren't patient enough, and you give them enough time, and they'll do tshuva. You have to be patient. You know, when you raise children, sometimes you know teenage years are rough. You know, but you got to be patient. They'll come around. So Amalos HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Kira asachi oz talozi, at the time of their simcha, they're machzik in this bad way even more. And if I would wait more, they would never be chazer b'tshuva. They're just they just keep digging themselves deeper and deeper. So miyad he niach yadav al rosh Avram Avinu, puts his hand on his head, vayetzoik uvoch, and he starts screaming out and crying. Vamla Avram, as Avram says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, shema chas v'shalom ein lem takana. Ayvei, is there never going to be a geula? They're never going to do tshuva. So yatzav baskal v'yamlo zeisran and yifei pritor kara Hashem shemeich. That don't worry about that they're not going to have a geula, because Klal Yisrael is like a zayis. Ma zayis zoach risa b'sofo, just like the eitz hazayis that doesn't have peros for a long time. It takes a long time till peros grow on an olive tree. Af Yisrael ach risa b'sofo. So to Klal Yisrael, even though they're in tsar and they're in galus now, the good days are going to come. They're going to return from their galus, which means they're going to do tshuva, meaning they're suffering the consequences of their actions. But Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva, and when we do tshuva, we're going to return from the galus. I think that's what Salvation said, that part of the animamin of believing in Mashiach is believing that Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva. That a person is not allowed to look at Klal Yisrael and say, okay, so the people that aren't Shomer Torah Mitzvahs are not going to be Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and this one's going to be reform, and that one's going to be. No, we have to believe that Klal Yisrael is going to do tshuva, and when Klal Yisrael does tshuva, so that's when we're going to earn the geula. So the Gemara says, "Lekol amula gedola heitzis eish aleh avero dal Yosef." Amar Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, "Lekol milayin shal meraglim." It's based on what the meraglim said in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu that Bnei Yisrael were punished and heitzis eish aleh avero dal Yosef, which means nisroau dal Yosef and shal Yisrael, that the branches of the pride of the Jewish people is going to be broken because based on Mikdash is destroyed. So the Amar Rabbi Chinen bar Papa, Dover Gadol Dibur Meraglim Bos Hashaa. When they spoke Lashon Hara, it was a big deal. Ki Chazak Hu Mimenu. They said that Lo Nuchal Alos El Am. Ki Chazak Hu Mimenu. Al Tikri Mimenu. It's not Ki Chazak Hu Mimenu with a soft nun, which means that they're stronger than us. Ela Mimenu. You read it Mimenu with a nun degusha, which means that the people that are there are stronger. Kaviyachol Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That even the Balabayas who's mafkin his kelim with someone else doesn't have the ability to take those kelim out. Meaning, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Balabayas of these giants that inhabit Eretz Canaan, he's the one that created them. Kaviyachal, he created a monster that he cannot control, like an AI that keeps outsmarting everybody. So there's nothing he's able to do about it. So Maskar Rabchia Barchinna, Hai Lukol Amula Gedola, Lukol. Lekol mila mi bayilei. That if you're going to say that the pasuk means lekol milein shal meraglim, instead of lekol hamula gedol, it should say lekol mila and not lekol hamula. So the Gemara rejects Rabbi Chiya bar Papa's explanation and explains differently. Ella, so Rabbi Chiya bar Chinna explains that lekol hamula gedol means that after Avram Avinu put his hands on his head and he cried out and he said, maybe ein lem takana, amal kodesh baruch la Avram, kol chashamati, I heard your cry, the chamalti aleim, and I have rachmanas on them. What's the rachmanas? Amir Ani Amarti, initially I said that Yishtabdu Barba Malchios, that they're going to be Yishtabed by Bavel and Yavan and Paras and Edom, Kol Achas V'Achas Kishir Arba Malchios, and each of these Malchios that are going to be Meshabim Meisol for the extent for the length of time that, of the Shibud of four Malchios of today, Hashta, but now that you cried, Kol Chada V'Chada, each of these Malchios that are going to be Meshabim them, my Depasikla, oh, it's only based on what's Nikva for today, not anything more than that. Meaning, the length of time of one galus is going to be split among four malchios. It's not going to be four times as much. V'ikadamri, and some say in a different lashon that Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Ani Amarti, I originally said that the four malchios are going to be mishabidahem b'zeh achrzeh, that it's going to be one after the other. Achshav basachas. Now I'll make it all happen at one time. It's going to be all in one galus. Will be yotzei all of the four galios, because Bnei Yisrael are going to be Mefuzar Beinu Umos, and therefore some of them are going to be in each of the galios, but they're all going to be running simultaneously. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lama Nimshlu Yisrael Zayis, why are the Jewish people compared to a Zayis? Lama Lcha Ma Zayis Ein Olav Noshrin, just like a Zayis, the leaves do not wither, Lo Bimos Hachamav, Lo Bimos Hagshamim, an olive tree, the leaves stay there throughout the winter months. So Af Yisrael ein lem b'teila olamis lo b'almazev lo b'almaba. So Klal Yisrael is never going to become batel, not in Olam Hazeh, not in Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is like the winter time, because it's the days of Shibud, and the Olam Haba is considered to be like the summertime. So our leaves will never wither, will always be around. Why else are we compared to a zayis? To tell us, ma zayis einu motzi shamno, ela ali de ksisa. Just like the way a zayis is able to be motzi shemen is by crushing the olive first. It's a sad reality of the Jewish people that we ultimately do tshuva, but we suffer first in order to ultimately do tshuva. So it's only when we suffer those yisurin, that's what drives us to a sense of tshuva. So we will do tshuva, but like an olive, it's going to have to be beaten out of us a little bit. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up over there. Everyone have a wonderful day.